Curbside recycling isn't brain science, but apparently is difficult enough, especially in Old Town, that some residents and short-term renters don't remove recycle bins from the street after they're emptied. They also have difficulty remembering that glass can't be recycled with most curbside pickup and that trash can't go in recycle bins. In addition, the city's trying to come up with some means for signaling which bins belong to which houses. The problem has become enough of a nuisance that, says City Manager Diane Foster, the City Council has asked staff to come up with solutions.
Are there ways that we could get people to not leave their garbage bins and recycling bins out for multiple days? And it's not an easy solution.
In Salt Lake City, four full-time refuse enforcement officers are employed to enforce the issue there. They fine those who leave their bins on the road, obstructing parking and traffic flow. That's just one example of a solution. But Foster says she doesn't want the city to have to resort to that or anything stronger.
Council has looked at that in the past and has not wanted to do that. You could also do things like take them away from people, but also that has unintended consequences. I think at this point it's a discussion. We'll get some feedback from council, and then if they want to look at a fee or a tougher ordinance, we'll come back with that at a future date.
That's City Manager Diane Foster. City Council and staff hope that residents can be further trained to comply with simply moving their bins off the street and putting recyclables and trash in the appropriate bins. The topic will be discussed at Thursday's City Council meeting beginning at 5:20 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.